producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program's available for podcasting at backgroundbriefing.org, where you can also contact me, and I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Letellier.
I'm Chris Atkins. We're volunteers at the Rojan Library.
And this is WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
Hello, I'm Reverend Kim L. Singletary, pastor for the Overcomers Ministries International Church of Hudson, New York, inviting you to listen to There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday of the month. We'll be featuring a diverse offering of gospel music from across the wide Christian music spectrum. If you like listening to the tried and true and want to hear some new music too, I have all of that right here for you. Special studio guests join me to share their stories and views, and I bring it with my own spiritual social commentary relevant for today. So join me as I host There's a Bright Side Somewhere every first and third Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
There's a bright side somewhere.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves
controlled.
On air, in air, channel
connection.
And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Friday, August 10, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Attorney General Jeff Sessions threatened with contempt charges for allegedly jumping the gun on deportation. Also on the Friday rundown in Charlottesville, counter-protesters could outnumber white nationalists. And farmers reveal a new campaign against tariffs. It was a dramatic scene in federal court. Federal officials had begun to deport a plaintiff in a major immigration lawsuit in defiance of a court-approved agreement to keep her stateside during the case. It prompted the judge to threaten Attorney General Jeff Sessions with contempt charges on Thursday. Think Progress reports Department of Justice attorneys had agreed not to deport the woman identified in court papers by the pseudonym of Carmen at least until midnight Thursday. But ACLU attorneys learned that Carmen and her young daughter had been moved out of the Texas detention facility where they were being held as the lawyers stood before Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington, D.C. MSNBC reports the judge ordered the plane chartered by ICE to turn back in midair. The woman and her daughter are now back in ICE detention in Texas. With a state of emergency declared ahead of the one-year anniversary of violence that sprung from a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, fewer disruptions are expected this weekend, despite the continued rise of hate groups and hate speech.
Several events planned in the Charlottesville area through Sunday mostly involve groups aiming to counter hate and prejudice. Heidi Byrick at the Southern Poverty Law Center tracks the nation's hate group activity and says so far she's seen no indication that white supremacists will return to Charlottesville this weekend, although there might be a few.
And I think the city and this decision to declare a state of emergency is a good preemptive step, just to make sure that we don't end up with the sad outcomes like we did last year with Heather Heyer's death and the other violence.
Organizers of last year's Unite the Right rally are planning to hold their follow-up event in Washington, D.C., claiming they'll be protesting civil rights abuses in Charlottesville. Counter-demonstrations have also received permits, including Black Lives Matter and an individual who plans to burn a Confederate flag in Lafayette Park. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Emergency response timing is key in active shooter situations. Wisconsin is examining new technology to get emergency personnel to the scene more quickly. Mapping technology used by military special operations is now seen as a tool for emergency responders to get a detailed map of a building, rooms, hallways, entrances, and exits. Police Chief Tom Stika says the technology presented at the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association Summer Conference is part of the effort to gather and review tactics to keep schools safe, including from the possibility of a gunman on campus.
God forbid something like this happen in the state of Wisconsin, we will be having resources coming in from all over the place. As a result, many officers certainly don't know where the library is in an adjacent jurisdiction's high school.
Stika says the technology created by BAE Systems shows promise because it brings some of the most important information to an emergency responder's fingertips, accessible on their phones or squad car computers. Environmental groups are concerned that a long-standing conservation program that's benefited every state could expire next month.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund is funded entirely by revenue from offshore oil leases. The 50-year-old program has supported everything from national parks and forests to hiking trails and swimming pools in virtually every county in the nation. Ed Perry with the National Wildlife Federation in Pennsylvania calls it the best conservation program the public has never heard of.
Here in Pennsylvania, we've been especially blessed with matching grants from the fund. The state has funded over 1,500 projects throughout Pennsylvania.
Though initially authorized for two 25-year periods, in 2015, Congress reauthorized the Land and Water Conservation Fund for only 3 years. Without action, it could expire on September 30th of this year. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And finally, Ross Brown reports on the same day Farmers for Free Trade said it's stepping up its campaign to encourage farmers to let President Donald Trump know that tariffs are hurting the ag industry. China announced additional tariffs on U.S. imports.
Farmers for Free Trade will spend $800,000 on radio, print, online, and television ads across the heartland, including the states of Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, South Dakota, and others. The bipartisan association's Tariffs Hurt the Heartland campaign also will include town hall events in various states. Matt McElvana with Farmers for Free Trade says the group is at the Minnesota Farm Fest this week to collect stories from farmers that will appear in the advertising campaign.
Because right now, there's just this wave of anecdotes of pain, job loss, and plummeting prices. So this new campaign is actually going to tell the stories that we are hearing.
At a FarmFest forum this week, representatives with the Democratic Party questioned the purpose of the tariffs, and some calling them reckless, while Republican representatives said patience is needed and farmers should trust the president. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts Friday there's a 20% chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. The high near 77 and a low around 59. Saturday there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies and a high near 70. Low around 60 Saturday night. Sunday, there's just a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 71 and a low around 64. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Well, Bebop-a-Luna, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Luna, I don't mean my baby.
Do you have a secret stash of records, CDs, tapes, radios, or audio equipment ready for a new home? Support WGXC by donating your goods to the WGXC table at the 2018 WGXC Record Fair, coming up at Basilica Hudson September 16th. Donations of any size are welcome. Unburden yourself. It's tax deductible. To arrange a pickup or drop-off, email recordfair@wgxc.org or call our Hudson studio at 518-697-7400. That's recordfair@wgxc.org. For more information about the fair and becoming a vendor, visit our website at wgxc.org/recordfair.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
I'm Tom Rowe. Tune in to me and my friend Henry the Hudson Whale on Friday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show, 9 to 11 a.m. on WGXC Acre at 90.7 FM. Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins has a new record in 2016, Label Pop Sessions, and here's Hocus Pocus from Elvis Perkins.
Say you're a much nicer person since the hog's heart was inserted in you. Say how it is now with your new life. Well, there is no more aching. Oh, a heartbreaking, and there's no more baking for me. I am a much happier person when up at dawn and down to earth, and oh, I highly recommend it to thee. You'll have no more crying, no more sighing, no more lying from me. You see, I was once pig-headed, now I love to be petted. In the mud to be bedded by thee. I am more in my body, and with it more and less naughty. I think I'll finally write that biography. It will read, oh, so much aching. There was, oh, so much bacon. It was the massive coronary which opened my eyes to see. No more crying, no more denying, no more complying. Me, I have much more feeling. I do much more squealing, more reeling in the gray mystery. In fact, I found my true love in my own body. Yes, I found my true love. My doggy put it in me. Oh, I found my true love. Oh, in the end it was me. Na 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 na.
Here's music from Columbia County-based Nature Films, their 2016 release. This is Irreconcilable Distances.
In the Orient time, build a wall for you. But when I finished, I found I was walled out too. Back in the Occident, in my own oxygen, I saw that in these instances, irreconcilable distances are long. Thank you. I'm 6 hours behind. I see your face on the screen, the distance in your eyes. In the modern age, well, airplanes close the gap. But I know the place you've gone is not on any map.
On the August 1st broadcast of the WGXC Afternoon Show, Vern Cross and guest co-host Jasmine Wise spoke with Berkshire-based DJ, personal trainer, and inspirational speaker Tariq Pinkston.
You're listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. Hudson City, I got a special treat for you, man. I'm excited, and Jazz, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. It's hard to excite me. I've been around for a long time. And it's hard to excite me, but it's something about this gentleman that I just really like the energy that he's giving off, you know. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a chance to watch and listen to his radio show twice, and I'll be listening again. And I'm going to be a regular member to the show. But I'm going to let him introduce himself, but this is going to be a great interview, Jazz, and you're going to help me out, right?
Yeah.
And you got some questions for him?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, all right. I ain't worried. So do me a favor, sir. Just introduce yourself to everybody and everybody in the Berkshires that's listening in and everything like that.
Oh, hello, y'all. My name is Tariq Pinkston. I'm a radio personality, soon-to-be TV personality, a full-time fitness trainer, a member of the community, proud father.
Yes, sir.
I wear many hats, wonderful people.
Yeah, you're a motivational speaker
here.
Too, bro.
Yes, motivational, inspirational speaker. Yeah,
don't
yeah.
About that. I got to give you the clap, bro. I got to definitely give you a clap.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want you to know, like, everybody get a clap on the way in. Now,
okay.
Now you can gather more. You know what I'm saying? If you drop drools, then we give you more. But we give everybody a clap on the way in.
Right.
First of all, to lighten things up, man, how was the ride down here, man?
The ride was good, man. I had the good soundtrack on. You know what I'm saying? I had to playing the Boys to Men.
Okay.
What was this song? All right. Well, I'll move on from there. But then I was playing the Cisco. Then I was playing...
Okay.
New Edition, Still in Love with You. I was at I had a smooth ride on my way up here, man.
That's what's up. So I see you like little different types of music and stuff like that.
I love everything, man. But when I'm riding for a while, I want to listen to something smooth.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start out real quick, man. I got this one question for you. And this is a question that's going to knock everybody off their feet. It's going to knock you off your feet.
You played that earlier. That's a favorite of mine.
No, no, no.
It was a mix.
No, no, no. Not that song. That's a song. I know what you're talking about. That's a nice try, too. That was a nice try. That was good, though. All
right.
But no, this question is it's a serious question. I've never heard anybody ask this question the way I'm about to ask it. All
right.
You ready?
Yeah.
So what I want you to do for us is to give a backdrop about yourself. But the way I want you to do it is I want you to start with your earliest childhood memory, and then I want you to take 10 years on every other memory until current.
Ooh, what a question.
Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait. I'm going to give myself the clap because he's sitting here trying to figure it all out. But that's a good question, Jazz. Write it down. No, for real. I'm going to give myself the clap. I'll repeat it just so everybody understands what I'm saying. I want him to give a backdrop of his story and himself, but I want him to start with his earliest childhood memory.
All
so
right.
Let's say, for example, it was at 5. All right, yeah, we'll say, for example.
That's exactly where I was going to.
If it's at 5, the next memory he gives us, 15.
Right.
And 25 until his current age.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right. The first memory of 5 years old, I was hanging out with my big bro. I used to follow him around, but I remember walking up the steps of my aunt's house and something just clicked in my head. And I was just like, yo, I love this dude, man. Like, this my brother. Like, it's just a good feeling. You know, that's my earliest memory.
That's
for
dope.
Some reason. It's just that good feeling I got from just knowing that was my bro.
Yeah.
I looked up to him. I still look up to him in a lot of ways. 15. Extremely shy, man. Just being nervous of everything, man.
Wait. So you're telling me a motivational speaker, you're personal trainer, a radio personality, soon to be TV personality?
Yeah, soon to be
shy?
TV. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extremely shy, introverted guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily have a memory per se about 15, but I could tell you at that moment in time I wasn't speaking much.
Okay.
Not at all. All right, so 25 is when I just started really expressing myself. So yes, 25 is when I actually started really opening up to folks, and my daughter was born.
Okay.
When I was 25, and she shifted my whole perspective on a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? My daughter, man, she is just a blessing, a little Amira. She, wow, man.
Yeah,
that's dope. This
is
taking me back.
See, man? Look, was the question a good question, Josh?
It was a great question, man. It was a great question. But I'm going to tell you just how she helped me, man.
Okay.
Because I have been through so much throughout my life. And sometimes, you know, people go through one or two ways. One or two ways I've seen.
Yeah.
Either you get real cold, or you play happy a lot. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You walking around smiling. You got all this stuff going on in your head and stuff like that. You suppress a lot. So when my daughter was born, you know what I mean? It was a blessing. You know what I mean? And I was so ecstatic. I found myself shedding tears about every little thing that she would do. She'd dance. I'm shedding tears. She'd give me something. I'm shedding tears. You know, so I remember texting a good friend and saying to her, yo, I think my heart is broken because I can't stop crying. And she said, is your heart broken or is your heart healing?
Whoa, that's
dope. And once I looked at my little girl and I started shedding tears again, and I'll tell her to this day, you've helped daddy, you've helped me. And she don't get it, but she'll get it later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things where she knocked down a wall that I didn't know existed.
I got to give you a clap, man. I got to give you a clap. What do you think, Jazz? That was dope, right?
That
was deep, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, 25. You're at 25 now. So I would say you're like 29, right?
I'm 32 now.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I mean, you left off at 25.
I look a little young, but yeah, I'm 32. So now, because I can't talk about 35, but at 32, everything is a blessing, man. I'm telling you, what you put out there into the world, a lot of times you get back, man. Sometimes little things will sneak their way in, but you got to stay on the path, keep looking forward, look at the bigger picture. Don't let that fear, you know what I mean? That fear is what got me a lot of the time. Don't let that fear stop you. You can tell yourself, I'm scared, but the bigger purpose, what's fear when it comes to your purpose in life? So I'm 32, man. I'm really, really embarking on a new journey, and it just seems like things are lining up, and I am blessed, man. I'm so grateful.
I got to give you another clap, man. You're dropping jewels. You're speaker, so you know you're dropping them. Very good gems here.
It's easy when you got Pac next to you. Pac, my favorite rapper.
Yeah, you did say that too on the interview. You did. You and Biggs was talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we sure were.
The Pac joint.
Well, he got the tattoo of Pac though. That's something else.
That's next level, right?
Yeah, that's next level.
Speaking about radio, and I'm gonna jump around a little bit. We're gonna do this real quick, and then we'll go into some regular topics to ease you up, so you're not sitting here talking about yourself the whole time. But I want to get a lot out of you. Speaking about radio, what was your first radio interview, and who was it, and how'd you do?
My first radio interview. Who was my first radio interview? I believe it was Ty.
Ty Allen?
Yeah.
That's my guy, man. I got to give him the clap. Yo.
I believe it was Ty.
Guy.
Yeah. I was pretty new at it at the time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't speak as smooth at that moment in time, but what can you do, man? And Ty just hung in there. He's very kind, you know what I mean? And I believe it was Ty. But to tell you the truth, my first interview was, I was a guest on the show.
Where?
Yeah, my boy, Dayron Reynolds, they called him DR.
Mm-hmm.
He sought me out 2 years straight to get me on the show. He knew I wanted to be a motivational, inspirational speaker. And I was working at retail at the time in a shoe store. And for 2 years straight, he came to the store every other day. Even on my days off, the boss would be like, oh, yo, that dude is here again. And and when he was there, sometimes I'd hide from him. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, okay, come on, man. You know, what's this dude doing, man? He back here again. But, he brought me on the show, and he made up a segment called Motivating the Minds.
Oh, that's dope.
And so he wanted to instill positivity into our community because...
Come old flat top, he come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball, he one holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Shoot me, shoot me, shoot. He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say, I know you.
Hi, this is Bill from Bristol, PA. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Accra, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
A coalition of immigrant, labor, and environmental groups is demanding details on government plans to detain migrant families at military bases known to have toxic hazards. On Wednesday, as the Trump administration rushes to build tent cities at two bases in Texas, the groups filed an expedited records request under the Freedom of Information Act. According to Lisa Evans, senior counsel at the environmental law firm Earth Justice, the sites at Fort Bliss in El Paso and Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo are known to be contaminated from decades of use from munitions and hazardous waste disposal, nuclear weapons development, and military firing ranges.
Because there are known areas of contamination on each of these bases, including multiple Superfund sites at one of the bases, it's essential that we get the information on whether those bases are safe to house families and children.
The FOIA request seeks information about 10 polluted sites on the two bases. The government is seeking to detain more than 15,000 migrants at the sites. The total number of migrants the government wants to detain could be well over 30,000. Although she thinks it unlikely that tent cities could be located in northeastern states, Evans says anything is possible.
The administration has moved with so little forethought in terms of how they've handled immigration, so it is possible that they may ship people to other states further from the border.
Hundreds of children who were separated from their parents at the Mexican border were sent to foster homes and shelters in New York. Evans adds that the migrants include many who presented themselves at the border asking for asylum from violence in their home countries, which is a legal right.
To round those people up and put them at risk of harm to their health by housing them in hazardous waste sites is an unconscionable act, and it's unnecessary.
The government has 10 days to state whether it will grant the request for expedited processing of the FOIA request. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Here's new music from the Magnetic Fields from their 50-song memoir from 2017. The song is called No from the Magnetic Fields.
Is there a man in heaven looking out for you? Is there a place dead loved ones go? Is there a soul of wisdom that will see you through? Will there be peace in our time? No, We knew Carmu, the faith healer, the black Christ, he said, laying his hands on high and low. Did he cure colds and cancer and bring back the dead? Did he refuse donations? No! My friend Scott says there's flying saucers hiding inside our hollow moon. And then there's Carl, the card-carrying communist, 'cause revolution's coming soon. Gabrielle believes in ghosts. Yes, she believes in reincarnation. And David in heavenly hosts. My mother believes that this physical view
on the August 7th broadcast of the WGXC Morning Show, Pete Levensey spoke with Liz Kirkus, Membership Director and Events Coordinator for the Greene County Chamber of Commerce.
Liz, it's so nice to have you here again.
Hi, Pete.
It's always
Hi,
beautiful
Eva.
To see you. Why don't we, as we usually do, start out, if you could tell the listening audience, for those who haven't been able to listen or maybe skipped last month, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful. Well, as Pete mentioned, I am the Membership Director and Events Coordinator at the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, which is located right here on Main Street at 327 Main Street. And we are the we are a member business organization for Greene County. So we do all sorts of fun stuff with new businesses, existing businesses, and all sorts of things. And I personally have been up in this area, in Catskill in particular, since 2010. So I've been able to see a lot happening around, in and around Greene County and in Catskill. So, yeah, so I love coming here to talk about all things fun and
well, we just, like
business. And
well, you just talked to Matt and Cassidy. They were just in and they were talking about a really cool event that's going on here in Catskill. And but you are more business oriented, and you can give us the lowdown of all the cool little happenings.
I sure can. And just to comment on that, so you probably already gave the details on Matt's project that's happening. So I'll put on another hat for a moment and just say that Matt Bua was able to get some grant funding from the Greene County Council on the Arts, which I actually sit on the board, and I was very pleased that he came up with the project. And if you were listening, the last segment, he's basically done, it's sort of a constructed head of Rip Van Winkle in, you know, sort of honor of the anniversary of the whole, you know, story of Rip Van Winkle. And it's actually quite amazing. So if you're in and around the Catskill area, it's definitely something to see. It's at the top of our main street, just as it curves out. But Matt's done some amazing things. And I think that there is, you know, another discussion we could have about public art, and how nice it is to have artists who are doing public art. So As opposed to, you know, being having art or having, you know, art in a gallery. It's like, this is something that is meant for as many people to see as possible. So
it's true. I've seen a lot of his artwork that he's done throughout the area that he's specifically put out in the open that people can get involved with the cat that he did off of Bridge Street.
Yeah, you know, he has a good understanding of wanting to share his talents and his sort of vision and his knowledge, because he is a researcher, as we know. He writes and he does and he, you know, so for him to have the background to research something and then, you know, execute some sort of public art to let everybody sort of, you know, have awareness of the story of Rip Van Winkle. So
and also be involved with the artwork itself. Mm-hmm. You have somebody that creates their artwork, but it's a solo project. It's something that comes from within. Yep. And they put it out there. But he really has that vision, but he pulls in other people to be involved with that, which in itself is a beautiful, unique thing. And I think that's really cool because he wants people to get involved in that statue. He's asked people to get involved with that statue. And, you know, so that's kind of cool in itself.
Yeah. So that's the shout out to Matt.
It's called community.
Community shout out to Matt. Yeah. So let me tell you some exciting things that have been happening. So last night I wanted to mention, so have you been up to the new Juice Branch Juice Bar on West Bridge Street?
You know what? I haven't even. No, I haven't.
Pete, I don't know what you've been doing with your life.
I'm sorry. How long is the new Juice Bar Branch Bridge Street been open?
Have you been up lately? So yeah, it literally opened a couple of weeks ago. So we'll give you a pass if you haven't been up yet. But
okay, so ask me this next month, and you were
exactly,
here.
Exactly, I would like
definitely.
To,
I've been right. there, and it is so good.
Fantastic. So right, if you know where the Maker Syndicate is on West Bridge Street. So
yep.
For those who don't know West Bridge Street, so if you turn off of Main Street in Catskill onto West Bridge Street, you go over the little Uncle Sam Bridge. If you keep going up West Bridge Street, you'll have the Bridge Street Theaters on the right. And about a quarter mile up on the left, there is the Juice Branch. And right next to it is the Maker Syndicate, which is a arts sort of creative based space. But the Juice Branch opened a couple weeks ago. And it's actually my friend Natasha Law and her friend George who have opened this. And it is absolutely fabulous. It's fresh fruit juices. So George has been what they call juicing for years. He's very into it. So if you're very into juicing, you know that certain combinations of certain fruits go well together. And also there's many health benefits with these things. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and they also have these additive things, like there's protein powders and bee pollens and, you know, all these crazy things that I don't even know what they do, but they know what they do. So it's like, if you go in there and you just want something tasty and you know what you like, they'll guide you. There's sort of like some set juices, and then you can ask for specific things. But if you go in there and you're like, yeah, you know, I just, you know, my allergies are really bothering me, or my asthma's kicking up or something, they can actually recommend combinations for you and natural things to add to it that can help relieve symptoms. So I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So and it's this bright, beautiful space. If you go on, they have a Facebook page, the Juice Branch. And I'm going to be posting some pictures. We had their ribbon cutting and grand opening last night for the chamber.
Okay.
So I'm going to post some pictures on our chamber website, Green County Chamber of Commerce. I'll post those this afternoon so people can see. But it's this very just beautiful, you know, oranges and greens and yellows and sort of like, you know, what you would think like fruit, like, you know, bright colors, just
no,
very
totally.
Happy
yep. Yep.
space. But another thing they were doing, which I just found out last night, is if you look on the wall, so it's very, Natasha did a beautiful job decorating it, but they have local artists displaying their art, and actually Rip, Tattoo Rip from Main Street,
yep.
Some of his artwork is on the wall, which is fabulous.
Rip is a great artist.
And it just goes so perfectly with the space. Like when right. you walk in, you're like, wow, that really looks fabulous.
Well, that's
so,
just for that alone is a good reason to go check
yeah.
that out. Yeah.
So yeah,
cool.
So they're supporting local artists. They're definitely going to do, so they just, like I mentioned, just opened. I was talking to George and Natasha, and they were saying that they would like to do a bunch of different events with kids, with adults, sort of like, you know, bring, you know, sort of like that health element, explaining to people the health benefits of juicing and eating healthy and having a healthy alternative for people. So they're very smart in what they're doing, but it's a beautiful space. And like I said, we had their grand opening ribbon cutting last night, which was wonderful. So yeah, please go up, have a juice. It's absolutely delicious.
Well, I guess I wanted to touch on that for 1 second. I think that one of the unique things about that is if you get orange juice, if you were to buy orange juice out of a grocery store, there's so much sugar in it.
Exactly.
It's so much, it's almost more than soda. or pop, depending on
where you come from, yeah, the country.
Where you come from in the country. But so in places like that, they can show you how to juice and not have all that. And just the creation of the juices from the natural fruit itself,
exactly,
is just as fulfilling, just as tasteful. And what is your, do you have a something that really kind of tweaks your interest when you go there? Is it,
well, I've had a few.
Pomegranate.
You know, it's funny. I really love strawberries. I really love pear, and I really love mango, and there's a couple of different combinations that they do, and they have different fun names for their drinks and stuff. So there's a couple of combinations that I really like that have those elements in it. And then there was another one I had, I think it had, it was like pear and cantaloupe, and there's things that you wouldn't think to put together because you're...
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Yola Tenga performs at BSP in Kingston on September 12th. Here's Polynesia No. 1 from Yola Tenga from their 2018 release, There's a Riot Going On.
WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody of Columbia Green Media reported in his Twitter feed
That, and I quote, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee passed a resolution to appoint Carmen Martino, a former state trooper, as county coroner in the interim. A new coroner will be elected in November, end quote. On August 8th, supervisors replaced Dr. Andrea Cricket Coleman, who stepped down July 13th, 7 months into her term, citing personal reasons. The county has three coroners, and each serves a four-year term. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell said, because this vacancy occurred after the petition deadline this month, the political parties must submit nominations for candidates to the County Board of Elections prior to September the 20th. Rachel Silverstein reports in Capital Confidential that Democrat Aaron Glad got the endorsement August 9th from Governor Andrew Cuomo in his election for the 43rd State Senate District, which includes Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Washington, and Saratoga counties. Republican Kathy Marchione currently holds the seat, but is retiring. Republicans are backing Half Moon Councilwoman Daphne Jordan in the election against Glad, who is an Army veteran, served in Afghanistan, and has a Master of Public Administration degree from the Nelson Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, Aaron is a talented leader and combat veteran who served our nation with pride and distinction as a platoon leader in the U.S. Army. His commitment to service and to the people of New York is second to none, and I know he will fight for our shared values in the state Senate. Whether it's championing family leave, upstate revitalization, keeping taxes low and wages high, Aaron is the best person to represent the people of the 43rd District, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. So far, Representative John Faso from Kinderhook isn't saying anything about the August 8th arrest of Representative Chris Collins, who represents Western New York, on security fraud charges. Representatives for Faso's opponent, Antonio Delgado, are not keeping mum on the issue. Delgado for Congress campaign manager Allison Marcus said, and I quote, John Faso has consistently favored big corporations and special interests over the needs and concerns of his own constituents. He lied to a woman with a pre-existing condition about protecting her health care. He has taken thousands from dishonest representatives and Washington insiders. Faso should return the $3,000 from Collins immediately in order to finally demonstrate to the people of our district that he won't benefit from corrupt politicians, end quote. On August 8th, Faso was on the Fox Business Channel talking about tariffs. Mike DiSocio reports in the Albany Business Review that Frontier Airlines is adding a nonstop flight to Fort Myers in November. The budget airline previously announced they were starting service to Albany with flights to and from Orlando and Denver in the fall. The Albany airport has also recently started flights from other carriers to Myrtle Beach and Buffalo. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts Friday there's a 20% chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m. The high near 77 and a low around 59. Saturday there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies and a high near 70, low around 60 Saturday night. Sunday there's just a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies and a high near 71 and a low around 64. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, August 10th, Tom Rowe starts the day in Acre at the WGXC Morning Show from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by City Folk with Frederick Arnold, live in Hudson until noon. Mark Bailey and Gregor Trieste are live in Acre on the WGXC Afternoon Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and at 7 o'clock, our guest DJ this week is Gavin Barker, an anthropology student at SUNY Purchase with an interest in sonic ethnography. He'll be playing obscure, spacey, psychedelic, and funky tracks from across the globe. That's live in the Hudson studio from 7 to 9:30.
Tune in to Transmission Art Saturday on the radio, August 11th, At 11 a.m., the Making Waves show features The City of Size by Alexis O'Hara. 8 p.m., the Saturday Night Special is Otto Hauser and Tyler Wood performing live at High Low in Catskill. Turn out or tune in Saturday night to Otto Hauser and Tyler Wood live at High Low on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM and Waveform Standing Wave Radio.
You are invited to attend the annual Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival, August 10 to 12. The festival features a parade, talent show, games, back-to-school giveaways, and more, and is hosted by Operation Unite. Family Day will be held on Saturday, August 11th, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
The parade begins at the 7th Street Park and ends at the Hudson Waterfront. The Gospel Festival and Sunset Service begin at 5 p.m. on Sunday. All are welcome to turn out and celebrate the rich cultural heritage of New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Information at Operation Unite, 518-828-3612.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
Bill Shannon tells stories at PS21, 1 p.m. Friday, August 10th. There's a workshop about protecting the eastern coyote from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Friday, August 10th at the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District in Ghent, led by Dan Bogan, Assistant Professor, Department of Environmental Studies and Sciences at Siena College. Bridge Street Theater has Woman Before a Glass from actress Judy Rosenblatt. The Bridge Street Theater, Friday, August 10th at 7:30 p.m., Bill Shannon is back at PS21 with a nighttime show Friday, August 10th, 2, 8 p.m. Homebody returns to the Ankrum Opera House Friday, August 10th. Frenchie and the Punk, Dust Bowl Fairies, and Lorcan O'Reilly perform at BSP in Kingston Friday, August 10th. The Blasters and Lara Hope and the Arctones are at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock Friday, August 10th. Tim O'Brien's Bluegrass Band performs at the Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, August 10th. WGXC's Radio Wonderland, also with Hellish Cash Strap, DJ Uncle Rudy, and DJ Worldlines, perform at the Half Moon in Hudson, Friday, August 10th at 9 p.m. With Joshua Fried or Radio Wonderland, who performs every Saturday morning on the radio at 10:30 a.m. Live in person, Friday night, August 10th, at the Half Moon in Hudson.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day. A performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Yola Tenga performs at BSP in Kingston on September 12th. Here's Polynesia No. 1 from Yola Tenga from their 2018 release, There's a Riot Going On.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur, or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a rogue.